Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. The SEC tournament in our city this week here in Nashville. And to help us talk more about that, we welcome in the head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers, Rick Barnes, on a 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Rick, good morning. Thanks so much for taking time to be with us this morning.
Good morning to you guys. Hope you're well.
Really well. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, Rick, obviously, this has been an outstanding year for your group to this point. From your standpoint, what's it been like to coach this group to an SEC regular season title, and just the way that you guys have played all year long now heading into the tournament? What's this year been like from your vantage point?
Well, these guys have been great to be around from the time. I mean, one, I said it about Santi and Josiah about last year they went to senior day. They did it again this year. Any two guys should have two senior days. It would be those guys for what they've meant to our program. And you add Zakai Ziegler and what he's meant from the time he's walked on campus, and Jemai Meshack and Jonas Adu. It's been fun watching these guys continue to get better and better. Then we obviously added an outstanding freshman class, and then you added Dalton Connect and Jordan Ganey, and they've done exactly what we needed them to do for us. And but these guys have worked, from the time that we left to get ready to go over to our trip in Italy during the summer and come back. They've been a group of guys that I think any coach in the country would have loved to have the opportunity to coach.
So Dalton Connect, Rick, SEC Player of the Year, no surprise yesterday, well-deserved. I personally think that he should be right there with anyone for National Player of the Year. I know Zach Edey's a great player at Purdue, but I think Dalton should be there. Some of your players have talked about how they kind of had an idea of maybe what was coming with Dalton and Jemai Meshack going at it in some of the workouts before the season. Like, obviously, Meshack's your stopper, and it's like, wow, look at what this guy's able to do. What about for you? Like, before you actually saw him with this team in games, I know the Michigan State game and the exhibition, he has the dunk in the big game. At what point did you think, wow, this guy might really be something special this year?
Well, I tell you, I don't put a lot into the when he play upstairs, pickup games, because they kind of the pickup games. But I also know Jemai Meshack well enough to know that he's going to play hard regardless of whatever he does. And not like everyone, you've heard that those guys were getting at it pretty good. To answer that question, it was the Michigan State exhibition game, because we had, we'd gone against each other daily, and it's up and down with everybody. But watching him play harder than he had ever played in practice on defense, and then watching him get going there on offense. Jordan Ganey had a big game that day too, and Santi didn't play, but that was probably when I said, "Wow, he's got more there than I think we all realize," because you never really know until you put guys out there when the lights come on. And, that day, Michigan State, the arena had been sold out for an exhibition game. And you realize, hey, it's like a regular season game. And, teams do a great job defending and everything. And so when he did what he did there, I'm like, okay, I think as a coaching staff, that's when we thought he would do some of the things that we had watched him do on those tapes we had of him when we went through the eval with him.
So, Rick, you bring up Zakai Ziegler. Obviously, a really tough injury last year to end the season for him. What was it like to watch him kind of battle through that, come out on the other side of it, and be better like he's been this year? What have you seen from Ziegler throughout this journey that he's been on over the past year?
Well, we wouldn't be where we are today without Zakai. I mean, he and watching him, when it happened to him a year ago, it changed our whole team totally. And that's why I was really impressed with the way that those guys were able to even get to a Sweet 16 a year ago, because we became a totally different team. Everything really somewhat became a struggle for us, but they found a way to, again, make it to the Sweet 16. And no one worked harder. I knew that he would try to come back quicker than anybody had ever tried to do it. And if you would ask Chad Newman and Garrett Maidenwald about him, they had to hold him back. He wanted to go quicker, faster, and And early in the year, we monitored him. I will tell you the one disappointment for him not to be one of the finalists for the Cousy Award because he's a point guard. And I think because of us having to hold him back early in the year and him trying to work his way back in, those first couple weeks might have hurt him because I tell you, from Christmas on, there can't be a better point guard in the country than what he's done and the way he's led our team. But he's special. His DNA is something I wish I could give every player. What you see him do on the court, he does every day. He's one of the most consistent human beings I've ever been around in the way he goes about everything he does and the way he treats people. He's special. He really is special. He's a guy, you know, that if he's going to make a mistake, it's going to be from trying too hard. It's never going to be from a lack of effort before the game, after the game. It's going to be his just competitive juices, just get the best of him sometimes, and he's just whatever it takes to win, I'm going to try to do it, even if I have to do it by myself.
So, Rick, I don't know how much attention you pay to the bracketologists of the world, but, you know, most have you guys as a one seed. Tennessee's never had a one seed before. I know this tournament's about matchups, and that one seed could mean that you might go out west, you know, if you get to the second weekend. But how much does that matter to you as you look at this tournament ahead, putting yourself in the best position possible for the NCAA tournament? And how much does this tournament on its own mean to you and your team, this SEC tournament?
Well, you know, my personal record has not been what I wish it would or it could be. But with that said, I appreciate every player I've ever coached that got us to the NCAA tournament because I don't take that for granted. I've never taken the fact that, you know, every year you start out, you have all these goals, and one of them will always be, I think, for anybody, maybe the most important one is to get to the tournament, because if you're there, you have a chance to play for a national championship. And with that said, I've had some teams that I'm so proud of that we were able to get there. Didn't do as well as we'd like to do, but that is what it is. But with our team here, I don't look at it other than the fact that I just think if you take care of business, business will take care of itself. And we can't control what the committee does and how they do it, where they put you, where they send you, however they do it, they do it. And whatever unfolds for you, you've got to accept it and not grumble about it, not complain about it, and say this is what it is. And you go. And you mentioned it, that it is a tournament of matchups. It really is. And you're hoping that, we have all seen now a 16, a 15, a 14 beat everybody all the way down the line. And I think you got to go into it and with the right mindset in terms of, hey, that, you know, we got to do what's got us this far and hope it's good enough to get us to the end.
Tennessee head coach Rick Barnes with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Rick, you mentioned Vescovy and James to start things off here and what they've meant to your program. For Vescovy specifically, maybe not as many shots this year as we're used to seeing from him based on your offense and the players that you have. But what's your message? What do you want to see from him as we head into tournament time now from Santiago Vescovy?
Well, we want him to take his shots. We as a staff, and we've been on him all year, we've not asked him to cut back on his shots at all. We want him to do that. But if you know Santi, which we all do, his idea is, and he probably understands the game as well as anyone that I've been around a long time. And his idea is, you know, if I need to get Jonas involved, I'll get him involved. If we need to get all, you know, play off of the Kyle or Dalton, that's what we'll do. Whereas, you know, we've told him, hey, we need you to do what you need to do, and we'll take care of the rest of it. You know, we got things we think we need to go that way on maybe a little bit heavier end to get Dalton or Zakai, whoever, whatever it may be, getting those guys in ball screen situations. But we need Santi to be aggressive, and that means when he's open, he needs to shoot the ball for us.
So, Rick, last game, you know, I think Kentucky went, 15 for 29? As you evaluated the tape of that, because, as I'm sitting there, I'm watching this Kentucky team, like, I can't remember too many teams with this level of guard talent and the way that they're playing off each other, driving and kicking. Like, do you come away from that game disappointed with your defense, or is it one of those things where it's like, look, the talent level, and if they're going to shoot like that, like basically the only thing you can do in a game like that is try to outscore them?
Well, you know, I actually thought that the game would be in the hundreds based on the way we both want to play, to be quite honest. I thought, you know, I think both teams scored 52 points in the second half. The first half, I thought the first 3-4 minutes of the game, we weren't very good. You know, we were too emotional. And I've said that, you know, since I said it after the game, you know, I watch guys who normally don't really get too emotional. And I understand it. I do. I totally get it. It's, you know, senior night and a lot of commotion going on. A lot of things change. But, no, I think that when, you know, you look back and they're explosive, I think they're the most explosive offensive team in the country, and they can score points. I think we can score points. And, you know, you go back up to the game up there, that's a high-scoring game, and that's somewhat what I expected here. And but what happened was I thought some of the broken play balls where they picked up and got out in transition, that those we can't defend. And then you can even defend them well, and they can make some shots that are tough shots to make. And you just, again, just don't flinch and get back and think that, hey, we can go down and score against them.
Talking to Tennessee coach Rick Barnes. One last thing for you, Rick. You mentioned you thought it'd be in the hundreds. I mean, I think the thing maybe hasn't been talked about enough this year. Yo, your team's intention, your tempo, and intentionally your tempo has changed dramatically this year. When did you kind of decide, you know, this team needs to play faster? And how much of a benefit has that been? And how much of a benefit do you think it'll be moving forward here?
Well, you always are your team. You're going to every year coach the team you got. And if you think they can do, the worst thing you can do is ask guys to do things you can't do. And as a coach, this is how I want to play. And you try to force a team to do something that really they're not capable of doing with this team. There is no doubt we have the ability to play and we've always the philosophy that we have right now, we've had every year that we've been at Tennessee, every year, and even prior to my time there, we've always wanted to run. People talk about teams that run. They have no idea how hard it is to get guys to run, and play with a purpose and really try to score the ball early, and then knowing that, you know, you might get down and shoot the ball within 6 seconds, and then the next and you miss it, now you're back playing defense for, you know, 28 seconds or whatever it may be. But I like the fact that this group of guys have embraced it more, I guess maybe is the word, because we do want to get out and play, and we're not going to change that style. Then now you got to deal with other teams in your league that are going to try to slow you down. They're going to try to get you in longer possession, so you've got to be able to play a lot of different ways, and this group's been able to play a lot of different tempos, which obviously I hope is going to help us going into the tournament.
Well, Rick, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. We'll see you later this week, and good luck in tournament time coming up.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rick. Tennessee head coach Rick Barnes, our guest here on Robbie and Rexha. We'll react to what Rick Barnes had to say, give our final thoughts on NFL free agency for the day as well. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.